This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Of all the home remedies out there, the cranberry juice cure is one of the most commonly believed myths about treating urinary tract infections. Well, can drinking a bottle of cranberry juice really replace a visit to your GP if you have a UTI? Well, Jackie Stevens is an epidemiologist and senior lecturer in public health at Flinders University. Jackie, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about cranberry juice, just refresh us. What is a urinary tract infection and how do we know if we've got one?
Oh, wow. If anyone out there has ever had a UTI, they probably well know because they're pretty uncomfortable. A urinary tract infection is just as it sounds. It's an infection of the urinary tract. And typically they're quite uncomfortable, fairly painful for most people. So you typically do know when you've got one. You might be passing urine that's cloudy or smells different to normal. There might be some blood clots in it. You might have lower abdominal pain. And certainly if you have a UTI, you typically need to head off to the doctor and get some treatment for it.
Now, when did cranberries come into the picture for treating UTIs?
So the idea of the benefits of cranberry for treating UTIs is actually Indigenous knowledge from the North American First Nations peoples. They have, used cranberry because cranberry is actually native to North America. They've used cranberry for bladder problems for centuries. But it was in about the mid-1900s, around 1960, 1970, that Western medicine, we started to notice this potential benefit. And so researchers started to look into whether or not there was any, scientific justification for the claim that cranberry might actually help with bladder infections.
And what did you find? Is there any evidence that cranberry juice can be used as a treatment?
Well, since the 1980s, this has been a really hot topic. Research has happened over the last 40 years. Some research has shown that it works. Some research has shown that it doesn't. And so, people have continued to use this home remedy, but the scientific evidence has continued to debate whether it actually works or not and how it works as well. So with this particular piece of work that I'm involved with, we actually looked at all of the evidence that's been happening since the 80s in this space. We looked back over all of that evidence that's been published around the world, and we've got 50 randomised controlled trials looking at cranberry products for the prevention of UTIs. And so what we have found is that for some people, cranberry products for the prevention of UTIs does work.
So what about other berries? Is it just cranberries that have these medicinal properties, or could other berries, like a blueberry juice, for example, have the same impact?
So there is actually a compound in cranberries that is believed to be one of the main ways this particular this berry works. So there's a compound in antioxidant in the cranberries that actually prevents the bacteria from sticking to the lining of the bladder wall, and that compound is called PAC. But basically, it's that compound that we think might actually prevent the UTIs from taking hold.
Right. So is it just for people who have recurrent UTIs, or would it prevent a UTI for anyone?
So the research that we found is that the current evidence that we have is that it's for prevention of UTIs in women who have had a history of recurrent UTI, for children, and for people who have potentially a susceptibility to having a UTI because they've had a medical treatment or intervention.
Right.
So the evidence is there for those people. But for other people, the evidence just doesn't exist yet. So we might have more evidence in the future that shows that it will work, that it works for those people, but we just don't have that evidence at the moment.
So in the meantime, Jackie, if someone has a UTI, the cranberry juice won't help and get off and see a GP?
Yeah, that's right. So we're not talking about cranberry cranberry products for the treatment of UTIs. It's only for the prevention, and really, if you've got one, you know, a history of having, you know, previous UTIs. The other thing that is really important to note is we're not really talking about the cranberry juice you get in the supermarket. They're really, the ones that you can just buy in the supermarket, quite low concentration of cranberry and have a lot of sugar. So probably not actually that healthy because of all the sugar content. We're talking about concentrated liquid tablets or capsules. So the higher concentration of cranberry in those products is what we are looking at. So concentrated cranberry juice is more of a specialty item you can get from your health food shop.
Fantastic. Great conversation. Great work there in research, Jackie. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Joy Drive.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jacqueline Stevens, epidemiologist and senior lecturer in public health at Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.